I'm Roger Remke at Lodi Beer Company. My wife and I own the place. I charge of a lot of the brewing and keeping everything running.
So let's start with your brewery.
The food goes well with beer. When we started this project, the only successful business models were ones that serve food. But as you can see, the brewery's on the dining room floor, so the brewery was kind of the most important part for me.
But that was kind of your personal passion, right?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
Tell us about what you make, and everything that you make is served on site.
Everything's made here, everything's served here. We don't distribute or anything, maybe someday, but right now I'm pretty happy just servicing the clientele within our community. It's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of nice people, a lot of good people.
Do you have a signature beer? What's your passion? What do you love creating the most?
I don't know that I have a signature beer. I like beer in general. Certain styles catch my fancy now and again. As a brewer, you start gravitating towards things that are a little more difficult to brew. Sour beers, we tried a couple sour beers earlier. Those are fun because the barrel determines a lot of how they turn out. But honestly, for me personally, my own personal advancement as a brewer is to be able to duplicate styles from around the world and give them a little bit different, a little bit of our flair, but keeping true to the regions that they're from.
And you know what you're doing. You're a beer.
Kind of.
Yeah, well, they think so because you're a beer judge. Tell us about that dynamic.
Yeah, that was more difficult than it might sound, but I believe that to be as good as I could at it, understanding the nuances, the small aspects that determine the difference between one beer and another, not just which beer was good or which beer was bad, but stylistically different, mineral contents of water, just, you know, hop regions, types of malt and that would be important. And the fastest, most critical way of doing it was to try and become a beer judge.
Interesting. Talking about hops and yeast. And one at a time.
The yeast is the bug among us that makes for all fermentation possible. And the different strains obviously add different flavor profiles and determine how dry a beer might be, how malty a beer might be. And the selective use of different styles of yeast go to the different styles of beer. So that can get a little in depth as well as the hop part of it. But the hops are the thing that keeps beer from being sickeningly sweet. All beer would taste like the inside of a malted milk ball if it wasn't for hops to bitter with. So they range from floral to spicy, piney, citrusy. Just learning about and knowing the different hop varietals give you the range to allow the different flavors within the beer.
Back in the early days of California, 1860s, 1870s, there was Hopland California, where it was a major hop growing area. And I understand now that most hops you guys get come out of Oregon, Washington.
Yakima Valley in Oregon. Yeah, I'm from Slough House. I grew up a few miles from there, and I lived there up until we started this project. And Slough House is, I guess, the last vestige of commercial hops grown. They're a late cluster, a pre-prohibition style hop that Fritz Maytag over at Anchor consigned all the hops there for his Christmas beer. But the American River Campus Commons area there in Sacramento, that was all hops when I was a kid. So,
but that's kind of gone away, hasn't it?
The varietals that are more popular right now need to be on a different equatorial line. Disease resistance and that for those varieties don't do well down here. But there are guys that are trying to commercially produce hops in California, and, you know, my hat's off to them, more power to them.
Talk about some of the other nuances of your passion of making beer and sharing beer.
Like we were saying earlier, I don't know that it's all that complicated. I mean, I like beer. I like the history of it. I like the taste of it. It has a slight intoxicating effect, which is also can be enjoyable. But for me, I've met just a ton of really nice, open people that, you know, when I started learning about it, it's been 20 plus years ago, that everybody was willing to give you a hand, bring you in. If you had a question, and some of the questions that I asked back then in the day were pretty basic, but they suffered through it with me, and, you know, I learned a little more, and we've all learned a little more, and now there's just a ton of great people coming on and coming into the industry.
A couple of your favorite, or the most favorite, seasonal specialties you do.
Oh, for us? I like the summer wheat's one is a good one, but the orange blossom in the summertime that we produce. We're a little picky on how we get the citrus into it. It's all, you know, I hate to say locally sourced because that's not a hard thing to do in the San Joaquin Valley. I mean, come on, it's in your backyard. but it's fresh. It's done per unit that we put across the bar. When we do a keg of it, add our citrus from local grown citrus in that, it just has a brightness that is, it may not be my favorite beer, but I do love the way people approach the beer and how happy they are with it. And that's kind of a, you know, as a commercial producer of beer, anytime somebody enjoys your product, it's, you know, that's probably as good as it gets.
Back to the restaurant side, are you open lunch and dinner every day?
Oh yeah, we're open pretty much 7 days a week, you know, barring Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter.
On the food side, a couple signature dishes that people regularly ask for.
I guess the jambalaya is one of them. The Cuban sandwich is another one. We make some kind of oddball stuff. We do a deep-fried mac and cheese that we do all here from start to finish. Brussels sprouts, those are really popular, deep-fried Brussels sprouts. And, I mean, as far as just like regular pub food and that, burgers, Kobe beef, well, American Wagyu, actually. We have a Cajun burger that seems to be the most popular of the crowd. So it's a pretty good span of palate-wise, and if you're looking for something for dinner, there's, you know, you can get a steak or chicken piccata or that type of thing as well.
And I heard rumors that you had scored a pretty cool chef.
Yeah, very, very happy with the head of a kitchen. He's been with us since the day we started, although he wasn't running it within a very short period of time. It was pretty obvious he was in control of it, if not in charge of it. And we eventually made him in charge of it, and it has been absolute blessing for us.
In his background?
Well, he came from a place in La Jolla called Jake's on the Cove. I've never been there, but from what I understand, it's a very nice place. He's from Acapulco originally, and when it comes to fish stuff, the guy is just unbelievable. Simple, but good.
Very, very cool.
My name is Roger Remke. The name of the restaurant and brewery here is Lodi Beer Company. For further information, I guess look us up on the website.
Roger, thank you so much for sharing. This is great to come in and meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the taste of beer. That was great.
You're welcome.
Sour beer. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Lodi, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.